A German appeals court today found Munir el-Motassadeq guilty of being an accessory to mass murder. Motassadeq was a friend of some of the 9/11 hijackers when they lived in Hamburg, Germany, including the apparent ringleader, Mohammed Atta. Motassadeq is one of only a few people worldwide who've been tried for involvement with the attacks. From Berlin, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
The fate of Munir el-Motassadeq has changed frequently since he was first arrested in Hamburg shortly after the 9/11 attacks. 3 years ago, he was first found guilty of knowingly helping the 9/11 hijackers plan for mass murder. Then Germany's appeals court ordered a retrial. That second trial also ended with a verdict of guilty, but only of belonging to a terrorist organization. Both sides appealed, and today the federal appeals court decided that Motassadeq is, in fact, guilty of assisting in the hijackers' plans to kill. This expansion of the lower court's verdict means he could now face up to 15 years in prison. Ladislav Anazik is Motassadeq's lawyer.
We, the defense lawyers, are disappointed, of course. The court didn't annul the verdict, and the court also decided that he is guilty of assisting in murder. This is very bitter for the defense, but we have to accept the court's way of thinking.
Dominic Pupulo's life has also seen dramatic changes since 9/11. His mother was on one of the planes that hit the World Trade Center. Pupulo spent months in Hamburg as a co-plaintiff in Motassadeq's second trial. He is glad it's over.
Today's a positive day, and it's a day to go out and smile and enjoy the world and take a deep breath, and that's what I'm going to go do.
The appeals court ruled today that Motassadeq knew his friends were planning to hijack and crash planes in the U.S., and so they found him guilty of aiding in the murder of 246 people, the passengers and the crew of the four planes. But the judges decided he was not aware of the plans to fly the planes into buildings and kill thousands of people. Dominic Pupulo says that detail doesn't matter.
Maybe from a legal technical standpoint, they see it as he's culpable for the deaths of 246 people, including passengers and crew. But as far as we see it, from a moral standpoint, this man is guilty of the deaths of all 3,000 people.
The appeals court had rejected Motassadeq's first guilty verdict for aiding in the murder of more than 3,000 people because the United States had refused to allow a key al-Qaeda member, Ramzi bin al-Shib, to testify. The court felt this potentially denied Motassadeq a full defense. Bin al-Shib is the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks. He was held in a secret location in U.S. custody until being transferred to Guantanamo Bay this September. In Motassadeq's second trial, the U.S. gave the court a summary of bin al-Shib's interrogation, in which he said that Motassadeq had nothing to do with the attacks. Motassadeq's lawyer, Anazik, says he expects to appeal today's verdict to Germany's constitutional court, possibly arguing that bin al-Shib's exoneration of Motassadeq was not fully taken into consideration.
We would have to prove this, but nothing has been decided yet. It's a very difficult issue. We have to prove that the verdict isn't consistent with constitutional law.
Andreas Schulz, a German lawyer who represented the victims of 9/11 in the trial, isn't worried.
This is an old argument. They raised this issue during the trial in Hamburg, and the issue was also discussed with the Federal Supreme Court. But that argument is over.
Motassadeq has already spent almost 3 years in prison, although he was freed while his appeal was heard. Prosecutors are considering filing a motion to rearrest him ahead of his sentencing hearing, which is expected to take only a few days and start no later than early next year. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.